Game over or game on? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As I was surfing C-SPAN recently, I happened to hear this rather disturbing comment from a cybersecurity expert.
And they have already won. It is over, folks. They have won.
It was Clint Watts, West Point graduate, former FBI agent, and national security analyst, talking about Russia's ongoing hack of the social media audience. Watts last month launched a website designed to fight back called Hamilton 68, named for Alexander Hamilton, and it's a web page which exposes how Russian social media influence works.
The first thing you do is you infiltrate the audience, and you do that by mimicking them. You use their own organic content to amplify divisions inside that electorate. Social issues, religious, whatever divides people up, that's when you start to influence.
His site monitors 600 Russian-controlled Twitter accounts to expose the storylines Russia's trying to push. Currently, it's pushing the deep state concept. Watts is also working on a real-time, Consumer Reports-style truth widget for news sites.
And you then get an icon. This has been rated by Information Consumer Reports version number 3 as this much true, this much false. If you want this widget, you can keep it on. You can opt in or opt out.
And he compares it to a nutrition label.
Where if you choose to read junk information and you get mind fat, then you got no one to blame but yourself.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.